Masechet Tamid Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. In the third Perek, we spoke about the Kohanim who would clean up in the Hechal. They would collect the ashes in the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaZahav. They would collect it in a golden basket, and they would leave the basket in the Hechal near the Mizbeach. Another Kohen would clean up the Menorah. All of the unused oil was collected, and the wicks from the five lamps of the Menorah was they were all put into a golden jug, and that jug was left on the steps in front of the menorah. Now we'll talk about how these Kohanim finished the job. Hehelu olim b'ma'alot ha'ulam, the Kohanim carrying the spoon of ketoret and the shovel of the coals, they walked up 12 steps leading to the entrance of the ulam. Before they got to the ulam, which is right before the entrance to the hechal, they'd walk up 12 steps. The two Kohanim who won the lottery to clear the ashes from the Mizbeach HaZahav and from the Menorah would go ahead of them into the Hechal, so they would go first. The first, the Kohen who won the right to clear the ashes from the Mizbeach HaZahav, he entered the Hechal first. He took the basket that he left there. And then he bowed down and he went out. He bowed down after completing his job and then left the Hechal. Then the one who won the right to clear the menorah's ashes entered the Hechal. And what he would usually see over there was the two lamps of the menorah that were to the east. They were still burning. He relit them when he went in earlier after preparing the five earlier lamps. When he cleaned out the five other lamps, he relit these two. Of these two that were lit, the one that was all the way to the east, he would then clear out the wick, the unused oil, and the ashes from the one that was all the way to the east of these two. Umaniyah itama aravi dolek, and he would leave the one that was western to that, which is the Not the one that was all the way at the extreme east, but the one that was next to it, which we're calling the western lamp. That one he would leave burning. Shemimenu hayamadlikat haMenorah ben haAdbayim, because from that lamp they would light all the other lamps of the menorah during the nighttime, during the evening. It's actually a miracle of the Bet HaMikdash during the times of Shimon HaSadik in the Bet HaMikdash, second Bet HaMikdash, the western lamp. So the second one over would stay lit all day. So to publicize that miracle, they would not touch that lamp whatsoever until the nighttime, and then they would use it to light the six other candles, and then the Kohen would empty it and clean it and put a new oil, new wick, and then eventually relight it. So he left that one burning all the way until the nighttime. Metzaoshe kava, but if he arrived, if this Kohen arrived to look at the menorah and he sees that the western lamp was gone out, he would clear out the ashes right away, and he would leave it unlit until the nighttime, and then he would light it from the fire of the Ola Mizbeach. That's the outer Mizbeach. So we're talking about a time when there was no more miracle after Shimon HaSadik passed away, and the lamp would go out. At this time, they would also prepare the second lamp, that we're calling it the western lamp, for the nighttime lighting at this point. When it was time to light at nighttime, now that this western candle wasn't lit anymore, they would first go outside, they would take fire from the outer Mizbeach, they would light this western candle, and then they would use the fire from this candle to light the other six lamps. At that point in time, Natal Takuz Mimala Shenia, he took the jug from the second step in front of the menorah, Bishtahava Vyatza, and then he, just like the first Kohen, when he finished the job, he bowed down and went out of the Hechal. These two Kohanim, they who brought the basket and jug, they're leaving the Hechal now, and they go to a spot called the Bet HaDeshen. The Bet HaDeshen is right to the east of the Kevesh of the outer Mizbeach, and they would place it down over there. They would empty the baskets and the jug onto that spot, the place of ashes, the Bet HaDeshen, and then they return to the steps of the Ulam, back near the Hechal, holding these empty containers.